Great evening. Hey, folks, what's going on here? This is Wesley, Billion Dollar Virgin, with another Millionaire Midnight Rant. Are you guys excited? Right now, you're looking at Houston, Texas here. This is the view from my bedroom. And, you know, I'm just laying here and I'm thinking about how grateful and how proud I am of myself that I was willing to do the things that most people won't do, to have the life that most people won't have here. And listen, I want you to know this. Listen up. You can have it too. Okay? I mean, whatever you want. Maybe you don't want a fancy view like this, looking at your city here on your top floor of your building. I don't know. But I want you to understand that it's very possible that you can have it. You're worthy to be rich. It's your responsibility to be rich. So don't ever give up. So tonight, I just want to ask the questions here. Okay? And if you're brand new to the rant, come at the number 7 below. And listen, I'm a Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. I'm a multimillionaire. I'm self-made. Self-made. Okay? Which means the money that I've earned on my own. Okay? Even though life was tough in my 20s, I made a ton of mistakes, but I still did great things. So if you're brand new, let me know that you're brand new. This rant or this live here is give all of you the opportunity to ask me questions about your business, about mindset. I'm very deep into manifesting my life, manifesting my reality. I don't believe in really working hard, right, for what you want. I believe that you can manifest what you want by understanding your thoughts and your mind, and that's what I teach. Give me a second, guys. Alexa, close my shades. Let's get dark in here. Goodbye, city. All right. And yes, this is a rant. It's a midnight rant. And yes, it's dark. People ask me all the time, Wesley, why is it so dark? Because it's a midnight rant. And it's more important that you listen to my voice than look at me, you know? I get it. I know some of you want to look at me. You want to watch me. But it's more important to hear my voice and absorb the knowledge that I'm going to spill here tonight. I promise you I'm going to give you guys gems. That's what I do every night. Well, several times per week, I do my best to enlighten you, to share some things with you, to allow you to become the person, the man and woman that you need to be to live an exceptional, outstanding life, okay? So go ahead and put your questions below. Let's get started here. Hey, let me give you guys a shout out. You know, I like doing that because, listen, I'm not just your virtual millionaire mentor. I'm your friend. I'm your brother. I'm your boy from the south side of H-Town, right? So put your names below. Let me let you know that I'm here. And feel free to tag someone below. Tag your brother, your sister, your uncle, your best friend, right? Your mama, your daddy and them, your business partner here in the comments below here. And please like the video. I have nothing to sell you. All I ask is this. Make a contribution, right? If you value what I'm doing here, if you're not aware, I charge about $30,000 per 4 hours with me. To spend any time with me, it's very expensive. And it's because my time is very valuable. It really is. I run over 15 different companies. I have a very outstanding real estate portfolio. I'm into crypto. Have about $400,000 in crypto. Now we're starting to get into NFTs. I'm into Sauce, which is software as a service now. So I'm just very busy. And I'm a dad. Okay? Got kids. Got a lot of kids. They're in my house right now, right? So they want to eat all the time. They're always in that kitchen eating like little mice and rats. I'm like, who's in that kitchen? Get out of that kitchen. Get out. So I'm here to help. I'm here to pour into you. So if you would like to get started here, go ahead and start to post your questions below. Give me your name. Let me give you guys a shout out here. Hold on. Give me a second. Shout outs. Andrew, Rosanna, how are you? From, okay, Stormy from Canada. New Mexico, Gina, how are you, our love? Santiago is in the house as well. Denzel, okay. Crafty, we have Tara, Brandon, Dunn, Asha. Dominique Portis, she's here every night. Dolly, Kirsten, we have Good, we have Moneybag Jewel, we have, put your names below, folks. I need to know your name, not your Instagram name. Melissa, hey, girl, how you doing, Ms. Reyes? From Mexico. Nora from Baltimore, Maryland. Much love, Nora. You always here. I love that. Who else we have here? Brian, okay. Happy holidays to you as well. Bando, all the way from Indiana. We have Zeria Brown. Welcome to the live here. Jay Lizzle. We have Micah. What's up, Micah? Where you been, girl? Dominique, you say you miss. We were on live two days ago. Okay, I'm here. We have Lana as well. Celine, Tyrese. We have Alexis from Kansas. Stuart, Cameron, Shanika, Ryan from El Paso, Texas. Cooking with Calvin. Calvin, what you cooking tonight? Elizabeth from Toronto. We have Ricardo from the Bahamas, living in Alabama. Shando, Thaddy, Jamaica, Trevion. Much love here. All right, we got some people in here tonight. Okay, I love it. Hey, guys, before I get started, you want to see something cool? You want to see something cool? Now, listen, I think everybody should have this. Once you hit your million or you make some money, you got to get this thing. You want me to show you? I mean, everybody, in my opinion, need to have this in their bed, in their bathroom. You want me to show you? Can I show you? Just give me a thumbs up. Once you make your first million or first $100,000, please invest in this, okay? Give me a second. I'm going to show you guys. You want to see it? You sure? You sure what you asked for?
Hold on. All right. Hold on. Check it out. So I'm in my bathroom right now. And watch this. Watch. Oh! Yeah. That just happened. My toilet opens by itself and it has a nice little blue light. Yeah. You got to get one of those. It's called a bidet. And listen, if you don't have a bidet, you're not cleaning your butt properly. I promise you. Let me tell you something. Toilet paper does not clean your butt properly. And stop using all those wipes clogging up your toilet. Okay? Get a bidet. You know, I've had a bidet for maybe a decade now. And I didn't learn and realize bidets exist until I went to Europe. It seemed like everybody in America, Jesus, still using all that toilet paper. Get your bidet. Okay? Clean your butt properly. All right, let's go ahead and get started here. Yeah, it's cool, isn't it? You can get it on Amazon. I think my bidet costs maybe $2,000-$3,000, but they got cheaper versions, so you don't have to spend that much money. Watching your poop go down to the party. All right, so let's go ahead and get serious here. And go ahead and put your questions below. Let me serve you. We could talk about business, talk about mindset. We can talk about manifesting what we want. I am a true believer. How many of you right now, give me a thumbs up if you truly believe that your thoughts create your reality. How you feel will determine what happens or what you attract in your life. Can I get an amen? And listen, if you hear me use the word amen, it's not because I'm trying to be Kojic and Pentecostal or churchy. It's because my father is a pastor. So I've been indoctrinated with religion and church for like 20 years of my life. So sometimes I use the word amen. Okay. I'm not trying to be a churchy type of guy, but just letting you know where I came from. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and get started here. All right. Go ahead and put your questions below here. Hey, Keena, how are you? What's going on? Okay.
Let me see here. And make sure you take notes. Please take notes. Please, please. You know, the average person, when they're on lives like this, or they're getting information from a person who is more successful than themselves, they just don't take notes. Take note. Like, write it down. You're not going to remember everything that I'm going to share with you here tonight, okay? Write it down so you can go back to it. You can review it and to remember to apply it, okay? All right, so go ahead. Let's get some questions here. And remember, if we get it over 100 people here tonight while I'm live, I will go live with anybody that would like to go live with me. If you have a question about business, about the internet, about mindset, whatever. Whatever you need, whatever you think is stopping you from making your millions of dollars. Because listen, in between the age of 30 and 40, you need to be a millionaire. Seriously. I mean, if you're smart, you'll do it earlier. But between the age of 30 and 40 is when especially men should make their first million because of technology. It used to be 50, but now it's sooner because of technology now, okay? All right, questions for me. How can I get a business grant for my multi-million dollar business? Well, first of all, how do you know your business is a multi-million dollar business? Wesley, that's his name, Wesley, or Westley. All right, how do you know your business is a multi? Listen, let me share some, and I need to bring this up because I think it's the elephant in the room. So many of you believe that your business is a billion-dollar business, right? Wesley, I got the next big thing. I got a billion, I got a million-dollar, I got a $100 million. First of all, you don't know that, okay? That's just how you feel. And sometimes, and listen, I'm not just throwing rocks at you. I struggle with this as well because I had a passion. And my passion was years ago was 7dayfitness.com. And I actually believed that people will work out for 7 minutes, 7 days a week. And that was my passion. I was so passionate about it that I would wear a shirt that said 7 Day Fitness. I was so passionate about it, I spent 7 years not making any money. So the thing is, I'm all about believing. I'm all about creating and thinking big, okay? But you got to have some intelligence, okay? And you got to realize that every business is not going to be a $1 million business, okay? It's just not. Not every business, right? So if you want to guarantee that your business will be a $1 million business, let me give you the secret. This is how you know for sure that your business has the capability of being a $1 million business. Ask yourself this question. Is anybody else doing it? Okay? Is anybody else doing what I'm trying to do? Because I know some of you are trying to be innovative. You're trying to create something that's never been created before. You're trying to reinvent the wheel. You know, because I get messages all the day. Wesley, I got something new no one's doing. Well, I'm not so sure about that because I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's going to be very challenging to create something that's new, right? I'm the type of person, I would rather model somebody else and make a better mousetrap and get rich and then create something new, right? Like a Elon Musk. Right? You can be innovative. You can be Elon Musk one day. But in my opinion, the faster way to make millions, like if you honestly want to make millions, is you model another business that's already making millions. That's what Burger King did when it modeled McDonald's. Hello? That's what Bank of America did to Chase. Okay? Just modeling each other. Okay? Next question for me here. That's what Adidas did to Nike. And the list goes on, okay? And these are billion-dollar companies. Listen, and I want you to really hear this. There's enough food on the table for everybody to eat. Don't think that certain markets are so saturated. I hear this all the time. Well, I can't do that. Everybody's doing it. First of all, everybody's not doing what you're trying to do. They're not. Think about it. How many people are trying to lose weight? How many weight loss pills are there? How many weight loss workout DVDs are there? How many workout weight loss centers and gyms are. It's too many. And they're all eating very well. As a matter of fact, the first company that I made $1 million was in the weight loss niche. I made $30 million in 2 years selling an ebook. And at that time, you had Beachbody, 24 Hour Fitness, Equinox, Gold's Gym. You had all the, Dancing Zumba. You had all those different other type of weight loss companies. And I made $30 million. Okay? So you have to, I want you, ladies and gentlemen, understand there is more than enough money on the planet for you to win. Can I get an amen, please? More than enough. Oh, I don't want to start a YouTube channel in that niche because everybody's not doing it. They're not, right? Some people are doing it. When you think about how many people watch videos, do you know over billions of people are watching videos every single day? Did you know over 1 million videos are being uploaded every single hour on YouTube? Okay. What I'm saying is it's more than enough room and it's more than enough space for you to succeed. But make sure if you want to succeed faster, model somebody else that's already successful. Don't be stupid like Wesley Virgin. Thought I was going to reinvent the wheel and make people work out for 7 days a week for 7 minutes. I made $0 in that business. I spent over hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to make it work. It was a waste because I was being ridiculous. I was being silly. I was being ignorant. I wasn't listening. Okay. Okay. Next question for me, please. How long did it take you to build your email marketing list? Yeah, Alyssa. So, yeah, my list is about 300,000 people. And so to give you some background, when I created Fat Diminisher, that list got to about 250,000. And as a matter of fact, that list is gone now. I don't even use that list, by the way. That list is gone. Okay. I mean, we just hit that list so much, so it's just done now. But now knowing what I know today, I would have did it differently. But we did make a lot of money off the list. But now I'm in the self-help person development space. So the key about building a list is a couple of ways to do it. One, you can do it by lead generation, okay? I have a few ways on how I build my list. Every day, just for my YouTube channel, I bring in 500 to 1,000 new leads every day on autopilot from YouTube. And these people, they go into what is called my ESP, email service provider. And I have something that's called an AR series called autoresponder. So soon as like 500 people hit my list today, right? Boom, we send them an email selling them stuff, right? Automatically. Does that make sense? Another way I build a list is I sell products. I am a product creator. I create products. I created Crypto Pays, Fat Diminisher, Red Smoothie Detox, Overnight Millionaire, Genius Script. I have created several products. These are customers. They're on the list. And even these lists that I've created, they also go on an autoresponder as well. Does that make sense? So I build my list two ways, by lead generation from YouTube, and two, we build it by just creating products and having customers buy a product. Okay? Make sense? But you can also do it by running Facebook ads, YouTube ads as well. Okay? It's not that difficult to do, actually. Because remember, the key in any internet business is the lifetime value of a customer, which is the customer is very important because you're able to sell the customer more stuff. And listen, for everybody to say, why you keep making people buy stuff? Well, listen, I'm doing the same thing that Walmart does, Amazon, Target. Don't they send you emails every day? That bra you bought, those panties you bought, ladies. Don't, you know, Victoria's Secret keeps sending you stuff. Saks, Chanel keeps sending you emails. Hey, buy this, 10,000, 5,000, Louis Vuitton. I'm not asking you to spend that much money, $17. That's it, I'm cheap. Makes sense? So I'm doing the same thing that big brands do, right? Nike, Adidas, they do it. It's called email marketing, okay? next question for me here. Let me see here. Do you invest in brands? What percentage of the company would you require? Yeah, it all depends on the deal. I have done deals. I do 50-50. Like, I have a partner by the name of Ariella. I mentor her. I mentored her. She's, Ariella, I'm going to say you're 29, even though we know you're 30, but we're going to say you're 29 because I know you want to stay 20. So she's one of the ladies that I follow, so you can look there. So I do a 50-50 split with her. She's a millionaire, by the way. And sometimes I do 75-25. It all depends, honestly. It really all depends on the deal and the value that you bring to the actual deal itself. So it all depends. And usually if I'm going to invest in a company, company needs to be making money, right? I'm not going to lie. I did do a deal because now I'm into software as a service now. So now I do deals with developers, right? So if you're a programmer, right? If you know how to create SaaS, which is software as a service, right? If you know how to do that, I'm willing to partner with you. It depends if you ever did a lunch before, if you know what you're doing. It's a lot of work, but if you know what you're doing, I'm willing to attach my brand to it because I understand any. Let me give an example. I did a party with this young man in Nigeria, and we launched CryptoPays. And because of my brand, right, on the internet, we did over $400,000, right, in about 4 days. And that happened because of my brand, right? Yeah, we got a lot of feel, but a lot of people know me online, and they know the products that I create, they do very well. I'm a number one guy. That's what I do. Whenever I create a product, it does very well, okay? So the answer is yes. Next question for me here. We got Ariel in the house as well. Okay, question for me, please. Maybe we'll go live with Ariella. You guys want to ask Ari some questions here? She's the young lady that I was able to make her seven figures. You know, because people always ask, Wesley, have you ever made somebody rich? Have you ever made somebody? Of course I've done it, right? Of course. Obviously, it's not a lot of people because many people are not committed. Like, it's not my fault if you're not rich. Most people are not committed. Most people are lazy. Most people quit. Most people don't even start. And most people make excuses. Doesn't matter, right? But, you know, you got 3 to 1% of people who actually hold on and they take their baton to the finish line, okay? And unfortunately, the average person would never do that, okay? So, like I said, it's up to you. It's really up to you if you want to be successful financially. I can only do so much, right? I can't be there, slap you across the face if you make excuses, or slap you across the face if you're lazy and don't do nothing, or slap you across the face if you continue to make excuses on why you can't do something, okay? Or extra negative about something, or you're the type of person that may say, nothing works, nothing works, I tried everything. Like those type of people, I swear to God, I wish I had a bottle of baby powder and I would slap the shit out of you. I honestly, I would. If I could do that legally, I would. Like if you would sign an NDA and allow me to do that, I would slap you every time you say, well, nothing's working. I tried it. You haven't tried everything. Okay. All right. What's next? That's right, Shakira. Diamonds are created under pressure. But you're going to realize that most people can't handle pressure. They just can't, you know? Let me tell you why. Everybody, look, if I say, hey, you know what? I want to mentor you. You'll be excited, wouldn't you? You'll be like, yes, Wesley Virgin's going to mentor me. Okay. But the problem is you want me to mentor you how you want me to mentor you. I'm going to be honest with you. If you ever get and Ariella can attest to this. If you ever get the opportunity for me to mentor you, I don't play. Okay? I'm a no bullshit type of guy. And I don't care who you are. I don't care how pretty you are. You can be sexy. I don't give a fuck, honestly. I don't care if you cry. I'm going to give it to you raw and straight. And let me tell you why. Because If you can't handle me, you're not going to handle the business when it grows. Like, you're not. If you can't handle me, you know, being a little bit harsh with you, you know, I'm doing it all out of love, obviously, but I'm not going to bullshit you. Like, if you tell me, well, Wesley, I got to go do this. I say, well, you're not serious enough. Bullshit. Right? I'm going to call you out. I'm going to push you. I'm going to push you so much, you may start crying. So what? Dry them fucking tears and get back to work. Or quit and go back to your job. Listen, I've had many people quit. You know, I had an assistant. I'm not going to say his name, but he ended up quitting because he couldn't handle it. Can't take it. Entitled. He's 27 years old, and he said, you know, Wesley, just too much. I'm like, what the f***? Too much? Yeah, he said that. He said, well, I got school, I got this, I got that, and then I don't feel appreciated. I said, you know what? Listen. I'm here to help you and mentor you. Like, you're working for a man that's worked over 8 figures, right? And you're telling me that you would rather go to school, okay? You'd rather go to... He said, well, I don't see how working for you is going to line up as it relates to what I want to do in life. I said, don't you want to be rich? Well, yeah. So how does it not line up? You know what the problem... What his problem is, he doesn't know what he wants. See, when a person knows what they want, and he's entitled as well... And I'll tell you why he's entitled as well. But listen, when a person know what they want, like Ariella, when I met her, she knew exactly what she wanted. See, when a person knows what they want, it's easy for them to humble themselves and realize that they have to learn. You have to be trained. They have to develop. With him, he just wanted something immediately. You know, he wanted to see the result now, like most broke average people. Like, you want instant gratification. And that's why you lose. You work for me for 6 months. Well, I don't see value. I don't see how my life changed. Okay, we'll leave. Quit. Get out. Go back to your job. Because that's probably what you're going to do anyway. Just go work for somebody. Okay? Wait for people to pay you for the rest of your goddamn life. Right? Yeah. Listen, I'm hard. But let me share something about the world. They're tougher than me. See, the world, they're going to tease you, talk about you, tell you what you can't do. Even when you start to make money, it may get a little bit worse because people are going to want money from you. They're going to say that you change. You're going to feel isolated. You might feel alone. You might feel that everybody wants something for you. So it's my responsibility as your mentor to make you resilient. I'm not being tough on you because I'm a bully. I want to make you tough, formidable, that you can take anything. Because if you can take anything, it's almost impossible for you not to succeed or to forever progress in life. Okay? Some people progress always. Some people progress a little bit, then they digress. Some people make a lot of money and they lose it. I never lose, ever. Ever since I became a multimillionaire at the age of 35 and now I'm 41, I'm only making more money. I'm only making more moves, and I'm climbing to the top of the goddamn mountain. I don't go down. I don't look back. Period. And listen, even the people that's with me, my team, if they're not progressing, they got to go. Because me, I will evolve as a person, as a business person, as a man. It's mandatory for me to grow. How about you? Okay. How about you? See, you don't make it mandatory. That's why. You don't make it mandatory for you to progress. Many of you in your business, if you don't make a sale or if you don't bring somebody into your business, you still go to sleep like a goddamn baby. That's insane to me. I don't see how a person that has no money or average or have a job that they don't like and is starting a business and not making no money and sleeping like a baby. You should have sleepless nights. You should stay up until you bring some money in your company. Because without the money, there's no company. But many of you go 3 months, 6 months, a year with no money earned. And you sleeping 8 hours, 10 hours a day. That's insane to me. I'm already rich. I got more than seven figures in my bank account, and I'm not sleeping. Maybe 3-4 hours max. Now you kind of understand the mentality. See, I just have a different mindset. And this is the type of mindset I suggest that you might want to have or not. Look, everybody's not made for this. I'm going to be honest. They just not. You know, everybody's not built this way. Okay? I don't believe that people are born rich. I believe that people can be developed to be rich. You're only born rich if you had a rich daddy. Like my parents, I mean, my children, they're going to do very well because they had a rich, wealthy daddy. Had a different mentality, different mindset. So I've been training them when they was little what to do, what to read, how to deal with people, how to think, how to work and manage their own personal emotions. I've been teaching them all their lives. So they already have the armor. They have the equipment. They're ready for the world. But unfortunately, most of us, we didn't get that type of training. Some of you in your 20s right now, in your 30s and 40s, and you're lost. You're trying to figure out who you are as a person. You're trying to figure out, what do I need to do right now to make my life better? Can I get an amen? Is that you? Okay. So what you do is, when you come to lives like this, where it's a self-made millionaire, you decide to have an open mind and listen. I'm not saying that you're going to agree with everything that I say. It's not important that you agree with it. It's important that you just do it. Okay? See, if you want me to be your mentor every day, somebody asks, Wes, can you be my mentor? Well, I may mentor you, and I may tell you to quit your goddamn job. Quit. Now. Well, Wesley, well, what about my bills? What about your bills? Well, Wesley, what am I going to do? What do you mean, what are you going to do? You want a mentor? Okay? Quit. Leave. Be bold. Get some balls. Let's see how strong and powerful you truly are. Many of you, if I ask you guys the question, I say, are you strong? Are you powerful? Are you confident? You'll say yes. Quit your job. Why work for 15, 20 bucks an hour? 30 bucks an hour? What's the purpose? Okay? Besides paying your bills. So are you telling me that there's nothing else that you can do to pay your bills? To make a living? Y'all not going to do it. So why should I waste my time mentoring you? Unless you give me 30 grand. Give me 30 grand? Hey, great. Because you're not wasting my time. So if you don't do it, it's on you. If you don't take the advice, it's on you. If you don't apply it, it's on you. If you spend the next 10 years not doing what you're supposed to do, it's on you. If you spend the next 10 years driving that same car, staying in that same home, still with that same piss poor person that's in your life, it's on you. If your bank account doesn't progress or rise, it's on you. It's all on you. But I'm going to get paid, period. I only do this because I believe that you should make a contribution and it's free. And I do this, well, because I care about you. But from a business capacity, I'm going to get paid, period. I'm a business person. That's what I am. Okay? And I'm cutthroat at times. And I'm brutal. But you got to remember something. I get results. See, I'm brutal, I'm cutthroat, and I'm compassionate at the same time. I'm a tough man, and I'm a soft man. All at the same time. But I don't fucking play. I just don't. I see the world exactly how it is. And money is power. It is what it is. You can say, listen, you can say whatever you want to say about money. Well, money's not everything. Well, money's the root of all evil. You can say whatever you want to say. Money is very powerful. And the people that have it understand its power. The people that don't, they searching for it. They want it. Okay? Next question for me. Let's go. Let's go. I'm still in your DM crying. Dry your tears, young man. You don't need to cry. For what? Next question. How many of you are getting value here tonight? Listen, this is a rant, which means it's unfiltered. Yeah, I'm raw sometimes. I get it, and I may raise my voice at times because I'm passionate about what I do. And I'm thinking about you right now. You laying in that bed, and I understand that some of you feel that you're lost. I know some of you feel uncertain. Some of you feel that you don't know what you're going to do. Some of you feel that you don't have no support. Some of you feel that you don't have enough money. I get it. I've been there too. Don't think you by yourself. Okay? Don't think that I didn't go through nothing in my life. Hello? I've been there. I've been lost. Indecisive. Uncertain. Okay? I've been there. Didn't know what I was going to do as an adult. So you're not alone. I'm here to share my story with you and let my story to compel you to still take action. See, what's the difference between me and you? I'm just not afraid of looking bad in front of people. I made a ton of mistakes. People teased me. They laughed at me. You know how many times I got laughed at when I said, hey, I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be a multimillionaire. You know how many people laughed at me and, you know, they chuckled. Oh, okay. That sarcastic bullshit. How many of you can relate? Come with the word amen, right? You know how people just laugh at you. You know, my dad used to do it. Just laugh, chuckle. Oh, a million? Oh, okay. Okay. I got to see that. I'll never forget this day. Never. And I talk about this all the time. So one day I went to the dealership, right? The car dealership, the Lamborghini dealership. Okay. I was broke 100%, but you didn't know it. Because my attitude was always positive and I was always grateful, period, okay? Write that down. And I went to the Lamborghini dealership here in Houston, Texas, and I was looking at cars, and I was in that dealership as if I was getting ready to buy my first Lamborghini. And I felt good, I was looking good, and I felt that if the day was the day, even though I had no money in my bank account, I had debt out the wazoo, right? Bad credit, you know, it was... Like, if I would have asked the person to run my credit, they would have kicked my butt out of that dealership quickly here. But I'll never forget asking the salesman to take my picture. I got in front of the Lamborghini, and it was a white Lamborghini. I think it was a Murcielago. And he took my picture. And I took that picture. You know what I did? I posted that picture on Facebook. And, you know, people was coming and below. Oh, congratulations, Wes. Congratulations. You know, because these people don't know me on Instagram and on Facebook. Like, you guys don't know me, right? You don't really know me. So, you know, obviously you'll say congratulations because you don't know how bad it is. Because I never portray how bad my life is to other people. Write that down. Never do that. Never portray how bad your life is to other people. Never. Because it just doesn't even matter to do it. Okay, and most people that do it, they just want pity from other people. Listen, pity don't pay bills. Listen close. I remember going to dinner with my mom and my dad and brother. And my dad was like, oh, I see you got a picture of a Lamborghini on Instagram. You bought a new car? I said, absolutely. I said, I just haven't made a decision on the color yet. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get that. Because, see, what I was doing is I was acting as if I could afford it. And, see, when you do that, you know, it's very interesting how people treat you. You know what I mean? And that's why it's hard to act as if, because when you're around a lot of people who are dream killers, you know, their dreams are dead. They're just robots. They're just like the masses. And my dad made a comment. And he said, he was like, oh, well, I don't know about you, Chris. He's talking to my brother, but I got to see it to believe it. And in my mind, I was like, thank you. Okay. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. Don't even worry about it. I didn't even say nothing. I said, okay. I ate my little spinach salad. Got in my hoopty, my 1988 Honda Accord. And within 2 years, I made $1 million. And I bought that freaking Lamborghini. I bought a better one. I bought a Huracan. Red, beautiful. Gold rims. Okay? So what I want you to understand is that people around you, they're going to realize that you're different. They're going to talk about you. They will. It's normal. I think, you know, one of the reasons too that why people have a hard time really reaching a high level of success is because they care so much about what other people think about them, and they just can't disconnect from those people that they love so much. And it's not that you love them. You know, I know you think you love these people, right? It's not about love. Oh, I love my mom. I love my daddy. I love my friend. I love my college. Listen, it's not about love. It's about you're just very familiar with them, okay? It's familiarity. That's all what it is. You're just familiar with them, right? Because you're like them. You tell the same jokes. You've been through the same bullshit. You talk about, like, you're just like these people. People like to be around people who are like them. So you're just familiar with them. It's not about you love them so much. Oh, I love my best friend to life. I love them. I'd do anything. No, stop it. You're just familiar with them. You're so familiar, and they know all your shit. They know everything about you that you never told nobody. They know everything. Okay? And it's very difficult for people to disconnect these type of relationships. You know what? Just thinking about it. You know, the average person don't succeed. It's because of their friends, their peer group. Trust me. Check this out. If you made $50,000 or $20,000 a year, you want to make $100,000, all you need to do is get around people that make six figures. That's all you got to do. That's it. If you get around people that make six figures, I promise you, within 1 year, 2 years, you'll make more money. By default. Just because you're around these people in the environment. I'm telling you, that's it. I don't care if you're dumb. Look, you could be a person that work at McDonald's, okay? At McDonald's. Like my last guy that worked for me, right? He worked as a valet person. He made like 10 bucks an hour. And the reason, like if he would stay with me for 2-3 years, I promise you within 3 to 4 years, he'd be making over six figures easily. But the reason why he left, because he couldn't take it. Does that make sense? And that's what happens with a lot of people when they have the opportunity to be around high performers. They just can't take it. Listen, I remember going to the gym with my cousin years ago. My cousin, right? You know, he's a pretty big guy already, you know, but me, you know, I'm a beast in the gym. I'm crazy, right? I just work until the sweat, until the tears come down. And so one day, I'll never forget this day too. I'm working in 24-hour fitness. I'm working out with him. And, you know, I always push myself. That's just how it is by default, right? So I'm working out. And I said, come on, man. I'm not going to expose him. We're going to call him Ronnie. I said, Ronnie, push. Come on, Ronnie. Let's go. And he was like, man, I'm not like. he said, man, I'm not like you. And he dropped the weight and he ran away. I swear to God, he did. Because I'm crazy, right? I'm a high performer. It is what it is. I push people because I push myself, honestly. And this grown man, and he big, he's strong, you know, he's strong. But I was pushing, we was doing biceps, and I was like, keep going. And he was getting tired. I said, keep going. He said, man, I'm not like you. And I said, you're right, you're not. And he never worked out with me ever again. It's the truth, though. It's so truth. I'm serious. I mean, this happened another time with my best friend, Herman. Herman, you guys know Herman Cheplex, right? We're working out in the gym. You know, I love taking people to the gym and tearing that ass up. I just love it, right? If you ever want to work out with me, hey, maybe I'll give you guys the location where I work out at. But check it out. So I'm working out with Herman. You know, we're hitting it. And 10 minutes in, I can't find Herman. Herman, where you at? Herman, gone! Then Herman calls me in the morning. Said, man, I can't move my body. I said, so what? We going again. He's like, uh-uh. He said, no. And what I'm saying is this. This is the point. Is that everybody want to be rich, but you can't even perform on that rich type of level. It's a different level of performance, folks. Like, listen, you know, LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, all these guys, the reason why they're in the NBA is because they perform at a different level. All the people that didn't make the NBA, that's in the G League, the D1, or whatever, well, they just wasn't good enough, and they good. I mean, they amazing, but they're not good enough to make it to the NBA. See, I don't think you folks realize how great you need to be able to great that to break that seven-figure threshold. Right? You think that you can put in 60% and you're going to make a million. It don't work like that. You got to be the best of the best. You got to be a high performer. You got to be the person that just don't get tired. You got to be the person that worked 10, 12 hours all day at your job, and you come home and you do 5, 6 more hours, and you do that for 3 years. That's what I did. I would work 10. Listen, let's go back. Let's go back a little bit here. I would work 10 hours at my job. I would leave my job, change my clothes in my car because I put on my workout clothes. And then I would work out myself for 1 hour and 30 minutes. Then after that, I would run a boot camp for 2 hours. Then after the boot camp, I had to train anybody that came in late. Then after that, I would drive home and I would do 5 videos on YouTube every single night. I did it for years. I did it for years. And I wasn't getting any results. Okay? Coming to work ethic. It's work ethic, man. My work ethic is insane. It's crazy. Ask Ariella. I don't care. I work on Christmas. I'm saying, Ariella, I need you to do this right now.
She was like, well, I'm with my nephew, my niece, I'm with my family.
And in my mind, I didn't tell her this in my mind, I'm like, what? Family? I'm like, family? Shit, we got a business to run. $100 million business. I said, Ari, I'm trying to get you to $600,000 per month. Family can wait for a while. They can take a pause. Right? It's just how I think. And let me tell you why I think that way, right? Because you think it's insane, right? Because every day somebody out there is trying to kick your ass in business. I learned that from Mark Cuban. He's a billionaire several times over. And that's what I do. I model billionaires. I just watch them and I listen to their videos. Then I listen to them deeply and I read their books. And these billionaires, they're insane. How they think, their mentality. And I've only met a few in person, but man, these people are insane. Every day, somebody's trying to kick your ass in business. Every day, they're trying to dwarf you. You don't believe me? You ever heard about a company called Blockbuster? You remember those guys selling videotapes? Bankruptcy. Gone. 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 You know who took over? Netflix. Right? Because they got comfortable. They say, well, you know, everybody's going to take videotapes. Everybody's going to rent movies. Remember Redbox? When last time you went to a Redbox? That shit don't exist. Gone. Because they were sleeping. See, I know how to pivot. I'm always pivoting. Even when I'm doing well, I'm still looking for the next best thing always. That's just how my brain is programmed. I never get comfortable. Never. I don't want to get comfortable. For what? It's boring. Right? You know, when people say, well, how about when you retire? I'm never going to retire, ever. People view retirement as in sitting at home, going on trips around the world, and sitting on beaches all day. That's cool, but that'd get boring after a while. Like when I first made my million, I was traveling. I traveled to over 30 countries. I've been to over 30 beaches. After a while, it gets boring. You want to do something with your life. I'm never going to retire. I will always do this. I will just do this on a bigger and larger capacity. Go ahead and tag Oprah for me. Go ahead. Tag her. Next question for me, please. I'm a computer engineer major. Oh, great. I was a computer engineer as well. I didn't graduate, but I did the job, and I did it well. Hey, Cindy, how are you? Who's next here? Talk to me. post your questions below, please. Hey, Roxana, how are you? Questions, come on, let's go. Post your questions right now below. What is your favorite book? Melissa, my favorite book is Breaking the Habits of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza. It's a must read. That's in my Genius Script program as well. Wes, can you tell the names of the billionaires you met? You don't know them. So it wouldn't matter. I met them when I was in Monaco. It's a bunch of billionaires in Monaco. What can I do to start getting into business? What you mean? It depends on what you want to do. You can be on the internet. You can buy one of my programs. I can teach you how to be an affiliate marketer. It's too much. What's a great book on persuasion? I think the greatest book on persuasion is the book that I've had my son read numerous of times. He's wrote numerous of book reports on this book, and it's a short read, and it's very powerful. Skill with People by Les Giblin. Get the book. Okay? I suggest everybody get that book tonight. Like, order it from Amazon now. Okay? Skill with People by Les Giblin. Okay? Wes, do you follow Frank Kern when you were beginning as affiliate marketing? No. But I know about Frank Kern, but no, I didn't follow him. How can I be a full-time, part-time in Cameroon? It's hard to enroll here. Yeah, I mean, my best friend's from Cameroon, man. And he's a beast in a real estate market, so it's not impossible. How many times should you read the same book to master it? 100 plus times. I'm a mechanical engineer, but I'm broke. I want to be on your program. It's just that I don't have any dollars. Find the dollars. Giblin. That's G-I-B-L-I-N. Wesley, they got to hear the truth. Stop trying to be Wesley and be yourself. What do you think about Novatech? I don't know what Novatech is. Just bought it. That's my girl. I love it, Secure. Skill with People by Les Giblin. It's G-I-B-L-I-N. Next question. I don't know what Novatech is, folks. I don't know what that is. Did you see a change in income with the algorithm and how they control the apps? What do you mean? Don't say fake money, but invest in crypto. What do you think about the vaccine? Yeah, I'm not taking a vaccine, ever, period. You hear me? I'm going to say it live here so everybody can. I'm not taking a vaccine because I don't need it. I'm immune to it. I don't need it. You know, it's so funny that people don't use their own logic. I mean, people are not only getting the COVID after getting the vaccine, they're dying, okay? People that had the shot. And what's insane about the shot, now listen, I understand some of you are forced to get the vaccine because obviously you have to work around doctors and older individuals, and I get it, but I'm not getting it. It's a choice, you know, and I choose the latter, not to get it. Because I don't need it. Honestly, I've never had the COVID virus, and I don't think I need a shot to keep me from having it. I'm not going to take a shot that's going to lower my immune system. I don't even do flu shots, okay? So I don't even do shots in general, and I'm fine, okay? I'm better than fine. So that's just my thoughts about that. I suggest that you do your own research instead of letting the news and these doctors on the news or people on the news tell you what you should do with your life, okay? Now, I understand in some places it's mandatory. You know, it is what it is. Do what you got to do. But until I travel to a country that's forcing me to have a vaccine, I'm not doing it. Okay? And it's my personal choice, and I should have that choice to make. What's next here? Hey, Mara, how are you? I want to know how to manage your team, how you block out time. Say it all. I don't understand your question, my man Bando. Hey, the perfect lyric, how are you? Big T is in the house. Yeah, you know, listen, I want you guys to think outside the box for a second. Unfortunately, the average person allows the news and media to orchestrate their lives. I mean, honestly, whatever the news say, oh, the COVID virus is rampant. Everybody's getting sick. Now, all of a sudden, everybody on the planet getting sick. I don't know what they call it now. American. I don't know. It's insane. And all of you are falling for this bullshit. I mean, listen, I'm not saying that it's not sad that people are dying. But what I'm saying is just stop looking at the news. Don't let the news play the narrative. Do your research. Right? Do your research. Find out what it really is. Just don't let fear-based techniques or tactics stop you from doing and living your life. You know, I mean, think about it for a second. Do you actually think a mask is stopping you from getting the COVID? Most of you are wearing designer masks. Don't be silly. Do you think a designer mask is going to keep the virus from affecting you? And listen, let me tell you how bad it is. And I'm not even a doctor. Never claimed to be one. If you're wearing a mask for 24 hours or 18 hours or 10 hours, all those germs that's in your mouth, that's on the mask. Then you got a nasty, dirty mask on your face for 10 hours. You put it down, you put it right back on. Hello? Is that not germs on your mask? That's your own personal germs that are not escaping your mouth. It's on that nasty little, all your spit and saliva. I mean, think. But people wearing it like it's just, you know, people are designer, you know, they all want to. People are just not smart. What's next here? Okay. What's next here? Questions for me, please. Questions, please. Please, questions here. How do you keep your team happy? Take care of them. You know, take care of them. Take care of our team very well. I just did a retreat for them in Colombia. I flew everybody out to Medellin. Got everybody a nice, beautiful hotel. I had a chef for them every day that we were out there. We went on excursions. We even got baptized in this beautiful water. I mean, it was amazing. It was just, we had a beautiful dinner. I love my team. They're my family, honestly. And I couldn't do what I'm doing without them. So the thing is, if you take care of your team, they'll take care of you. And I do a damn good job of doing that. And whenever I don't, Ariella or David, they'll check me, you know. And I got to do what I got to do because sometimes I get busy with work. Just the truth. How much do you pay your team? Everybody gets paid differently, man. I don't know. I have a large team. How do you start from nothing? That's the best way to start, from nothing. The best question that you need to ask yourself is, what do you want to do with your life? You know, so many of you you want to be rich so badly that you never really thought about why you wanted to be rich and what does that even mean to you? You know, just trust me on this. Before you do anything, before you spend any money or invest any courses, just ask yourself this question. What do you want for your life? What do you really want? And just spend some time on that question. And be very clear and detailed about what you want. Okay? How many streams of income do you have? Say the numbers. Over 15 different streams of income. Do you hire people every day? Ariella, she hires all day long. What was the biggest game changer for you on your way to seven figures? The biggest game changer, I guess when I realized that passion wasn't enough to make $1 million, honestly. Because my passion was 7-Day Fitness, and I loved that company. And I thought that company solved a problem, and I thought that company was going to lead me to seven figures, but it didn't. So I realized that just because I'm passionate about something, that goes for you as well. It doesn't mean that you're going to be successful, right? Sometimes a passion doesn't make money. Okay? How to increase the feeling of your outcome other than meditation? I don't know, man. Meditation is the best thing that I've used. I'm pretty sure it's drugs. I don't believe in all the drugs and stuff. Meditation, man. Or just think about a very exciting feeling in your life and learn how to anchor that feeling with something that you want. Okay? It's called neuro-linguistic programming. The way you can hack and program your mind. What did you do in your 30s you wish you did in your 20s? Listen more. Have an open mind. I wish I was more self-disciplined as well. I wish I stuck to one thing instead of jumping all over the place. You know, I was the person that was always in a different opportunity, always in another thing, always listening to some. You know, I wasn't focused, honestly. So I wish I was more focused, actually. How many cars do you buy every year? I don't buy a lot of cars every year. I mean, I have about 7 cars now. That's about it. And I'm thinking about buying me a purple McLaren. Maybe January, maybe February. I don't know. How many hours do you read per day when you was at your lowest? A lot. I'm going to be honest with you. Reading really saved my life because, you know, and I would read stories of other people that were similar to mine. You know, people that were struggling. Because I was struggling financially. How many of you are struggling financially? It's nothing like reading other people's story. And then you'll find that your story's not too bad, right? Because some people slept in their cars. Some people slept in bus stations. And, you know, some people went through some really pure hell. And I can't say I went through pure hell. It was bad, but not that bad. So reading really helped me put things in perspective. And I learned to be grateful. A good book to read is called The Go-Giver. We got 90 men and women here tonight, folks. If we get to 100, I will go live with you. So if everybody would tag 3 people right now and they join, then I'll go live with you, live, anybody. Man, woman, teenager, it doesn't matter. And the lives are very powerful because I've had several people do very well. Just based off having a 5-minute conversation with me. It's just my power. How do you maintain focus and consistency? Yeah, it's important to have a big why. You know, when you have a why, it's kind of easy to be focused and be consistent. And one thing about focus, you need to separate from people. And I would say disconnect from everybody in your life for a while, not forever, just disconnect. Get to the point that you're like in your own vortex of positivity and prosperity. Just disconnect for a second, you know. Delete numbers, put your phone on pause, put it on do not disturb, and just separate yourself from everybody just for a short while. Let me see. Question for me. Question for me, please. Do you believe in contact with ETS and our other dimensions? No. No, I don't believe in all that stuff. No. Like, you know how some people say you can contact the dead? It's bullshit. Just read a book. It's all in books, man. It's so funny. You know, when people, you just got to read. That's all I got to say. You got to read. Do your own research. It's just trickery of the mind. You know, you got to read books like Mentalism. Read books as relates to hypnosis and read books that magicians read. Then you'll learn a lot about a lot of stuff that you think is real. Like psychics, it's not real. It's not real. And I can explain that to you very deeply. But I'm not. Read a book. You know, psychics, numerology, astronomy, all that stuff. Astrology, it's all not real as it relates to planning your life. You can't look at stars or a number and know exactly how your life will turn out. And unfortunately, people have this dire need because they want to know how their life is going to be and turn out. And what they don't realize, even if that psychic was right, it's because it was your own intention. You wanted to believe that. And based off your belief in what that person said, because there was an authority figure, right? There was a person that you thought that it's called transference. It's when a person that you believe is smarter than you and they talk to you and you believe everything that they say, So you tend to manifest it based off their beliefs. That's why people, when they go to church and pastors talk, they just believe automatically. They don't do any research. They just believe what the pastor says because he's an authority figure. He's an expert in that field. So it just compels you to listen and believe instantly, right, without questioning. There's a lot of deep psychology in this as well. Read books in pop psychology for sure. Next question. The screen is blank. Oh, thank you, brother. Appreciate it. What was the name of the book you said to read about changing the way that you think? Breaking the Habits of Being Yourself, I believe. How do I hang on to my vision? Read it every day. Put it on your iPhone. Put it on your refrigerator. Put it everywhere. Right? You need to be able to see it. Read it. Get around it. Separate yourself from people who are just like you. And put yourself around people who are earning the money that you want to earn and living the life you want to live. And it's going to force you to be uncomfortable. Because you might say, well, I don't know any people like that. You don't need to. You can go to restaurants, 5-star. Just go. Dress up real nice and go. Go to the country clubs. I mean, just go. You can't enroll because you don't have the money, but just get a tour. Go to the Lamborghini, the Rolls Royce dealership. The thing is, you got to get around these people. Yeah, you're going to be uncomfortable at first because you're not going to feel that you fit in, but you want to fit in. And to fit in, you got to get around these people. It is what it is. And I get it. Some of these people may be intimidating, but so what? If that's what you want, you got to be willing to be uncomfortable until you become comfortable around these type of people. Whoa, 2 more people, and I'm going live. 3 more people, and I'm going live with anybody that wants to go live with me right now. When you made your first million, did you hire an accountant, a financial advisor? No. I have a person who does my taxes. That's about it. I manage my own money. I think it's silly to pay somebody else to manage your own money. You should know how to do it yourself. Hey, Wes, I'm from Bali. After watching your video on YouTube, you make my today count. Awesome, my man. Hey, Alondra, how are you? Do you invest? I do invest, Heather. When are your live seminars going to start in 2022? Yeah, we don't have a definite date. You know, the COVID virus is really preventing things to take place, but it will happen soon, I promise you. How many of you are going to come to my third event that more likely will take place in Houston, Texas? Just come at the words, I will. I'm curious. How many of you are going to buy a ticket and be there? Because I would love to meet you. Let me see here. Stylish by Nilo. What's going on here? Come on, folks, let's get it to 100. If we get it to 100, I'll go live with you. How many of you want to go live with me tonight? Type the word go live. I'm just curious. And don't be afraid of me. I don't bite, you know. I know I'm rich, but I'm a regular guy. I mean, I'm not regular. I get it. But I'm high value, but, you know, still, I mean, I'm a down-to-earth type of guy, really. You know? Easy to talk to. So if we get 7 or 6 more people on this live, 7 more people, I'll go live with you. Okay. See, a lot of people want to go live. We'll tag 3 people or tag 4 people. Tag somebody that you know that needs to be on this live right now. Because it's nothing like talking to other people, hearing their experiences, and letting everybody hear. Because people usually have the same problem, honestly, especially as it relates to money. How long did it take you to make your first million? I made it at 35, so it took a couple of years, maybe like 7-8 years. If you want me to go live, let's get it to 100. Come on, get the views up, folks. Let's go. Lego. We got the real Steve. We got Grace and Blessings online here. What techniques do you use to get out of the state of tiredness? Well, one technique is to stop saying that you're tired. Just stop saying it. Stop communicating to yourself that you're tired. Start saying that you have energy, right? That's one thing you can do. Two, get out of the bed in the morning, right? You got 3 seconds. It's a book that's called The 3 Second Rule. Great book. You got 3 seconds to get your butt out of that bed, right? If you don't do it in 3 seconds, you're probably not going to get out. So train yourself. Get out. Get up. Good job, Renee. Wes, so the more I listen to your speeches, the more uncomfortable I feel spending time with my friends. And really, my head starts to hurt. But why? I'm listening. Yeah, because your friends are piss poor. Okay? I'm going to be honest with you. They're piss poor. They're average at best. And they're just regular, man. They're normal. They're average. And listen, it's nothing wrong with being average, but I don't want to be average. And you're changing because your friends don't listen to information like this. And they definitely don't take action on it. So the thing is, you feel uncomfortable because you're realizing that a lot of these conversations that you're having with your friends are futile. They're useless. They're comical. They're just like a waste of time. Like, I think the average conversation on the planet is just a waste. Just talking about nothing, right? And you just realize you don't want to talk about nothing. You want to talk about something that's productive or conducive to something or to some creation of something, okay? So you don't believe in Dr. Stephen Greer? No, I don't know who that is, honestly. Rolando, hey, Brian. How can we work for you? What's your criteria? So, honestly, we're looking for salespeople right now, Rebecca. So, if you can sell, we'll love to see if you fit the mold for the Virgin Media Company here. Hey, Wes, do wealth affirmations help while I sleep? Absolutely. Yes, they do. Yeah, affirmations are powerful. I didn't yawn. Okay, ignore that. My head hurt every night on this live. Push through, young king. Why is your head hurting? Kim Kardashian. Wouldn't it be amazing if Kim Kardashian and Oprah showed up together on this live and I went live with them? Oh, it can happen. And maybe it is happening right now. Questions for me? How do I sign up for what? What do you want to sign up for? Hey, yes, Chia, how are you? She just joined. We have Dolly. Rachel, how are you? You just joined. Miss Nikki Touch. I'm waiting on the questions, folks. I'm waiting on your questions, okay? Wesley, when are you going to be with Mr. Beast? No, the question is, when is Mr. Beast going to be with Wesley Virgin? Ask him. Reach out to him. Tag Mr. Beast right now to see if we can get him on. How much are you making in crypto with a 400,000 account? I'm not sure what the interest is, honestly. I mean, I don't look at it every day, so I have no clue. Question for me. What's going on, Lana? How are you? How many square feet is your new mansion going to be? Maybe 10,000. Wesley, tell them how you used to... Oh, Lord. Really, man? I'm going to have to block this guy. How do I sign up to sell for Wesley Virgin? Yeah, go to Warrior Plus to watch my last video. Thank you very much for the value you bring to the world. Thank you, Jordan. I appreciate that. And guys, I do appreciate when you comment below that you're getting value, that you're grateful, and that you appreciate what I do here. Because I don't have to do it. You know, I could be playing Monopoly with my kiddos right now, right? But I'm here spending time with you at 1:17 a.m. in the morning here, Houston time, okay? So thank you so much for everybody that truly appreciates what I do and likes it and actually actively getting value from it. Because unfortunately, some people are not grateful. They're just here to be naysayers. Some people here to clown around and not take it seriously here. And that's unfortunate. What is your best way to make money with no money? Start a YouTube channel and become an affiliate marketer. Would you rather be a millionaire that was never known, or do you like being known? Oh, of course. I love being known. Right? But I made my million first. Made the million, then became known. Credible, successful, significant, famous, right? Your IGTV is my favorite Netflix, literally. I listen to all your rants all day long. Oh, thank you, Melissa. You're so sweet. You heard her? So Melissa, she compared my IGTV to Netflix. Wow. That makes my heart so warm. Girl, you're going to make me cry. You're going to make me cry. I don't want to tear up. Stop it. Melissa, she's the only woman that made me cry here tonight. What's next, folks? What's next? What's next here? Put your questions below here. Okay. I'm here for you. Okay. It's your opportunity. Do you suggest we watch your videos and master one before jumping into another? I feel frustrated, but I don't quit. I don't want to keep going. So it's up to you. You know, the thing is, you can put the videos on, it depends on what device you got them on. You can just put them on replay and just listen over and over again. Because what's important is for you to extrapolate these beliefs, right? So in every video and every audio, it's very impactful. So I would say just listen to them all. You know, just have them on repeat. Have it on shuffle. When are you going to make the video of starting with zero and, you know, with however as much you can with your knowledge? I mean, I've done a video like that on YouTube. Starting from zero and making some money. It's just very simple. I've done too many videos like that. I've showed you guys brand new accounts and how I've made money with different merchant processors and different affiliate marketing platforms. Should I visualize a certain amount in my bank account or visualize my desired life, daily lifestyle? Do both. Like, understand this. When you start to visualize, especially about your life, it should be one big movie, right? So you have to see yourself what you want to do throughout your day. So if you see this much money in your bank account, you can see it. But obviously, you're not going to just be looking at your bank account all day, right? You're going to do other things. So the key is to visualize the perfect day, whatever that is to you, right? Visualize how you want to get up. What do you want to do throughout your day? Do you want to travel? You want to have a chef? You want to have a maid? You want to work out? Right? You want to spend time with kids. It's all a part of your visualization, okay? What's next here? 5 more people, folks, who will go live. Man, come on. Can we pop that cherry tonight? Can we get to 100? Can we get to 100 people on the live here? Can we pop the cherry, please? I want to pop that cherry. Come on. I need you guys to help me pop that cherry. What do I have to do to work with you in sales? And how much experience do I need? Well, as long as you can sell, that's all the experience you need. You can reach out to Ariella. Wes, explain subliminal messages. Mind movies. Yeah, so one thing I used to do back in the day, I used to listen to mind movies. You can go to mindmovies.com, and I created my own mind movie. You can do it with their software. And I just created all the images. I put the music behind it, and I will watch it every day. And it would just show me pictures and images of the things that I desire. And I will watch that literally every single day, actually. Oh, we have Elon Musk on here today. We have Jeff Bezos, the richest man on the planet. Hey, Jeff, how are you, man? Congrats on your space shuttle launch, Origin, Blue Origin. Proud of you. I'm in Texas as well, man, so come visit me soon whenever you have a moment, my man. Did you build your house in Royal Oaks yet? No. I decided I'm not going to build that. I think I'm going to build in Town Lake, Houston. So, not right now. I just like having, I like the high-rise living. So, and if I buy a house, I think I'll be by myself. I'll be alone, and that's just boring. What to do when there are two conflicting solutions to a problem? Should I select one or find common ground? Select one. Question, how do I train my dark side, and how do I use it more? So he's talking about the shadow, folks. We all have a dark side, okay? And just like the good girl, she has a freaky side. Even though she's so good, she good all the time, but she freaky. She nasty. So everybody has a dark side. Everybody has an evil side. And unfortunately, a lot of people allow other people to run them over, right? To take advantage of them. Most people don't speak up how they actually feel because they're afraid on how other people are going to respond to it. So you have to learn how to use your dark side. Now, you don't want to be like this all the time. But sometimes you got to, you know, you got to tell people where you stand. Sometimes you got to tell people no, right? And the only way to do it is just got to start doing it, right? But you don't want to get carried away with it, right? You don't want to be insane with it. Some people, they're too deep into their dark side, and they're just evil people, honestly, because they're always like that. But the dark side is very attractable. It is. It's attractive, especially for men as relates to women. But you got to put a leash on that dog, right? Put a leash on that thing. Yeah, let's get this to 100. All you need to do is tag 20 people. Everybody, if they do it, is done. I'm not sure if you guys can get it to 100 people. But it's up to you to do it. How long did it take you to go from 100K to a million? So one thing that you guys don't know as well is as a computer engineer, I made about $250,000 a year. Okay, at my top. If not, I think I made 300K one year too. So I was already making six figures at a job for several years. So when I decided to quit my job at the age of like 31 or 32, it took me about 43 years to make a million. Wesley, and listen, quitting my job was the best thing ever. If anybody is looking to quit their job, just do it, you know. Listen, if you want to go back, you can always go back, but what I realized that everything that I thought would go wrong, it didn't go wrong, honestly. It wasn't even that bad. Everything kind of worked out in my favor because I had an expectation that it would. Wesley, what do you think about Nikola Tesla? I think he's cool. I never met him, though. What's next? Questions? Hey, folks, are you getting value here tonight? Just want to make sure I'm serving you. Comment below if you're getting value here tonight. Smash the love button. Show me some love. Just want to know if you're getting value here tonight. I'm just looking at these comments. It's so funny. I'm on my way. Millionaire, let's go. Okay. Well, let's make it happen then. Super value here tonight. Much love. Bro, go take your rest. Absolutely not. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm not getting any rest. Maybe I'll sleep 3 hours tonight. That's more than enough for me. I meditated 4 times today, so I'm good. I'm feeling powerful right now. I'm feeling outstanding. Wesley, what gears did you listen when you were a computer engineer? I was a Citrix engineer, which is service-based computing. I will create create different supercomputers or servers build them, install software to deliver software around the planet. Because maybe you don't know what Citrix is, but I was a Citrix engineer. Sleep, fuck sleep, exactly. Can you give us a detailed breakdown of your meditation process? Of course. All right, so this is how I meditate. Listen up, write it down, listen close. And one thing, folks, that I've shared before in other lives, I mean, meditation was a game changer for me. Like, listen, if I want something, anything, if I want something in life, I just meditate. And I meditate, if I really want it, I meditate more. Okay? And I can explain to you why that works and why it's so powerful. So in the morning, when I wake up, I just sit up in my bed and I put my meditation music on and close my eyes and take a deep breath. And I focus on my breathing for about 2 to 3 minutes. And then I start to visualize and create my day. That's pretty much it. That's what I create every aspect of my day on how I want it to go and how I want to feel. And that's about 20 minutes, and I'm done. That's it. And I've been doing this for like 10 years. Yolanda, what would you like me to explain? Which frequency did you listen to while meditating? I don't think it was a frequency because I listened to a lot of Indian type music. But 528 is good. But I don't think it really matters about the frequency, honestly. You just you can listen to any theta or alpha state meditation on YouTube. And that's it, honestly. Wes, what's the fifth dimension? The fifth dimension is the dimension that happens in the mind. So anything that you create in your mind, which nothing is nothing but an illusion, because it's not physical, the third dimension always explains that happens on the physical plane. Have you ever had an out-of-body experience? Nah, not really, no. I mean, it depends if I'm visualizing and meditating, I can either associate to experience or disassociate. Associate is when you actually are the person in the experience. When you dissociate from the experience, then you're actually looking at yourself in the actual experience, right? You're kind of detached. You could just see yourself doing stuff in the experience. Do you believe in crystals? No. BS. Would you hire a marketing representative or outside marketing company? I'm trying to get away from doing everything myself. Yeah, I would say definitely delegate if you have the money to do that. Yeah, delegate for sure. How often does your day go the way you visualized it? You know, to be honest with you, 90% now, but I've been doing it a long time. And sometimes it surprises me. I still get surprised when things just happen exactly how I said it would happen, right? So yeah, I'm a simple person. I mean, I do the same thing every day, so it's not much that would change. But always go the way that I plan it to go. Do you know Brad Leah? No. How often do you pray? Never. Yeah, I don't. Honestly, I don't believe in prayer the way that you believe in it. And let me explain that. So the average person believes that they pray for something as if they don't have something. I think if you pray, you should be just grateful. Like if you want to pray to God, you should say, God, I'm so grateful that you gave me everything that I need to create and manifest my destiny. Not God, please give me a job. Please give me a bit. Please help me. Please. No. You know, unfortunately, people pray as if they're crying out for something. You don't need to cry out for anything because you already have it. God has already given you everything that you need right now in this moment to do whatever you want to do in your life. And the thing that he gave you is the power of your mind. Gave you your mind. The problem is you guys didn't get a manual on learning how to use it. Wes, how can I learn marketing? YouTube. Wes, my life is changing. It gets better each ranch. Much love. I love it. Thank you, brother. Bro, can I make online without investment? You mean money? Of course you can. Do you believe in floating in the air while meditating? I don't know. I mean, I've never floated, so I don't know. How can I enroll under your mentorship? Pay me $30,000. I'm just kidding. You can join the Done For You services with Ariella. That's first step. Wes, did you know 2Forex market is a 6.6? Yeah, great. It's a $6 trillion marketplace. That's great. Yeah, but what does that even mean? When are you making your first movie, Wes? I have no clue. How do you get registered under your mentoring, Wes? It's not free, man. I would say just listen to the live videos for now. And listen to the YouTube content until you get some money. Got to pay to play. That's how it is. All right, folks, I guess we're done here. Unfortunately, we didn't get it to 100 people, but it's all good. I'm very proud of you here tonight. If you don't mind, go ahead and tag Oprah below. We tag Oprah every night because, well, we believe that Oprah is listening to this, and we want Oprah to know that we love her for her contributions. We love her that she's been an example of what is possible, and she's a powerful black woman at that as well. So, Oprah, I'm tilting my hat to you if I had one on. And thank you just for being an example of what's possible. So tag over below, folks. I appreciate that. She'll be on here very soon. Just mark my word. You'll see. So much love, folks. I love you so much. I appreciate you. Thank you. Maybe next time we'll get the live up to 100 plus people. But listen to this. When you're in the bathroom, listen to this. When you're in the shower, listen to this. While you're at work, listen to it at night before you go to bed. It's nothing like programming your mind in the morning and at night because your brain is very malleable and your brain is very suggestible to taking messages. So do it. I love you. I love you. If you don't mind, say love you back because Wesley Virgin need love too, right? I'm not a robot. I need love. I got feelings. Send me some love. Send me some love because I love you. And I will continue to do this until I have breath. Much love. This is Wesley Billion on the Virgin. Let's go.